From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Kaylee LaPara. Amazon is now offering other businesses access to its supply chain and distribution services in one comprehensive package. The debut of this package, known as Amazon Supply Chain Services, has already seen shares of rivals like FedEx dip today. Kaylee, talk about who this is going to help. Obviously, other businesses. And really, is it a bite at places like FedEx?
That's an interesting question. You know, Amazon has been building out its delivery network for years. You know, we've certainly seen all the trucks coming to our houses, but that's really been for sellers on its own platform, Amazon Marketplace. So what's new now is that Amazon is opening up this capability, parcel shipping, freight shipping, distribution and fulfillment, that it was using for its own sellers, and it's opening that up to any other customer. So that can be, you know, they named customers like Land's End, so that's a retailer, or 3M, an industrial customer. So it really, it does mean that they are competing directly with the likes of UPS, FedEx, and then also some logistics and trucking companies.
Is it going to be cheaper for companies like Land's End to go with Amazon?
Well, I can't say definitively that that's the case, but I would imagine that that is Amazon's competitive edge. They've certainly made quick delivery very efficient. And as we also know, some other players in the industry have been raising prices, particularly just as fuel prices are going up and things like that.
Yeah, I would imagine that if you are a smaller business and you're trying to, cut costs, it would be helpful to have somebody as reliable as Amazon and with the reach that it has to utilize their services.
Right. And I will say UPS and FedEx and other logistics providers do offer these same types of services that Amazon is now offering. Like you said, it's nice to have them all kind of bundled in one package together. Maybe if cost is a competitive edge that they have, and then even just to have more options, right? That can also be helpful.
Talk about the reaction from FedEx and UPS.
Right, we saw FedEx and UPS shares sink today on the news, likely because of that increased direct competition from Amazon. What's notable here is Amazon has been somewhat encroaching on those companies' market share for years. Like we saw last year, Amazon alone shipped about a quarter of parcels in the U.S., whereas UPS and FedEx combined shipped about a third. So you can see how Amazon's really coming up on that market share. But we do primarily think of Amazon as an e-commerce shipper. We go there when we need like our toothbrush or something like that. But at the same time, so UPS and FedEx are pivoting to more like specialized shipments like healthcare or industrial shipments, automotive, because that business can be more profitable for them. And so what I'm hearing that's really affecting the stocks today is that this expansion by Amazon allows it to compete in those areas as well. And Amazon's press release said as much. They mentioned healthcare, they mentioned industrial, they mentioned automotive, and those are all areas that UPS and FedEx have sort of, in the words of a source that I spoke to today, they've retreated into that corner. And now it looks like Amazon's coming for that as well.
Wow. Well, always fascinating to watch the changing shipping landscape. Kaylee, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Kaylee LaPara. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.